Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Marin Dental Media. I'm Dr. Oscar Marin, and this is the podcast for people that want to take control of their dental health and general well-being. Most people are familiar with cavities on teeth and how they develop, but today I will discuss some of the less known ways of tooth damage. You can lose tooth structure when you grind your teeth. Usually this happens unconsciously at nighttime, but it may also happen during the day when you're doing tasks that require a lot of effort, like working out, or maybe tasks that require a lot of concentration, like threading a needle or painting a wall while standing on a ladder. When a patient that grinds his or her teeth comes to my office, I can immediately tell how bad the problem is just by taking a quick glance at the teeth and the gums. Unfortunately, most people are unaware that they grind their teeth, and in many cases they refuse to acknowledge it. Usually they would say something like, "There's no way I grind my teeth because I sleep with my mouth open," or they would say something like, "My wife would tell me if I grind." But bruxism, or teeth grinding, happens during stages of sleep when we are, for the most part, unconscious. And it is very likely that your bed partner is fast asleep too. Besides, not everyone who grinds his or her teeth make noises. But once the obvious signs are there, it is clear as day that there's excessive forces acting on the teeth. It would be like looking at severely worn car tires and saying that the car has never been driven. There are always different factors affecting the tooth, and because the tooth is made up of different materials, these layers of material are going to be affected in a different way to these external elements. Enamel, for example, which is the surface layer above the gum, is very hard, and in fact is considered to be the hardest tissue in our bodies. Enamel has the ability to undergo remineralization, which is a process in which the surface is replenished with minerals after it has been softened by acids in our diet. But enamel does not repair itself once larger tooth particles are lost to decay, wear, or fractures. It would be nice, though, if we could just continuously grow our teeth as they wear, like rodents do. But unfortunately, that isn't the case for human teeth. Immediately under the enamel, we find the dentin. This is the tissue that gets exposed when teeth wear down or when gums recede. Dentin is vital, meaning it's alive. It contains millions of cells and nerve endings. Because dentin is weaker than the enamel, it gets affected much easier by friction, forces, and acid damage. However, dentin has the ability to react against harmful effects by putting additional layers of mineral inside the nerve wall, shielding itself from external attacks. That's why as we age, the space for the nerve gets narrower, and in some cases it may even get completely filled with mineral if the tooth has been subject to long-term trauma. So the first way you can lose tooth structure other than cavities is called attrition. And attrition is the loss of tooth structure that happens from friction when people grind their teeth. This type of wear shows as shiny, smooth surfaces called facets. And these facets can get bigger and cover the whole biting surface of the tooth. The second type of wear is called abrasion. And abrasion is damage to the teeth from friction with any other material like a toothbrush, toothpaste, a toothpick, or even lip and tongue piercings. Abrasive damage mostly happens when gums have receded and the roots get exposed. Abrasive powders are added to toothpaste to remove stains and buildup from the teeth, but these abrasives can gradually remove particles from the exposed root surface, creating a notch on the exposed root around the gum line. The third way of losing dental tissue is through erosion. Erosion damage creates a chemical burn on the tooth surface. A highly acidic or corrosive solution that contacts the tooth can cause progressive melting away of the tooth surface. And there's a lot of stuff on your diet that can give your teeth an acid bath. For example, recently I've been seeing patients that like to follow internet trends and try different cleanses and diets like apple cider vinegar and lemon water. So when teeth are subject to constant acid burn, the nerve endings get exposed and the surface of the tooth starts melting away. Something similar happens to people that have gastric reflux or people that go through bulimia. Another way we lose tooth is through a process called abfraction. Abfraction is the effect that compressive forces have on the tooth. Continuous bending of the tooth like a tree branch with a swing causes progressive damage, leaving a wedge-shaped defect on the root. The problem with all these types of tooth wear is that once the tooth has been worn, it gets thinner and weaker, making it more prone to chips and fractures. When the protective enamel layer of the tooth wears or gets thin, it is very easy for small or big fragments to break off, leaving a sharp, jagged edge. And in some cases, patients can experience vertical fractures. These are the fractures that happen along the root of the tooth, and this is one of the reasons someone who grinds his teeth would lose a tooth. This happens more often when the back teeth corners have worn out to become sharp wedges. When they're pressed together, these wedges cause microfractures that under constant pressure gradually propagate and eventually lead to root fractures. When this is the case, the tooth unfortunately cannot be saved and it would have to be removed. But this is not the only way you can lose a tooth from teeth grinding. Grinding not only affects the tooth, but its supporting structures. When teeth are pressed against the bone, this pressure creates a tourniquet effect, slowing down the blood supply to the area. Less blood supply means less oxygen on the tissues that hold the tooth. With less oxygen, tissue breakdown starts happening, and if pressure is not controlled, it prevents these tissues from recovering from the damage, ultimately causing the teeth to get loose and develop gum disease from a traumatic bite. When you lose a tooth to a traumatic bite or traumatic gum disease, it becomes like a domino effect, since the remaining teeth now have to cope with the excess load of the bite. This is a subject that I'm very passionate about because it's so common, but almost no one takes the time to explain it to the patient. I am what you would consider an expert in this particular field, and if you suspect that you or someone you know grinds or clenches his teeth, don't hesitate to bring it up on your next visit to our office. Teeth grinding has been associated with problems with the airway, like snoring and sleep apnea, and other problems like high blood pressure and gastric reflux. So it is very important that we find out if there's an underlying health issue. And if this is the case, we can help you find a way to address this problem. At West Covina Smiles and Smile Design Advanced Dentistry in Brea, we are on a mission to help as many people as we can regain control of their dental health. To schedule an appointment for consultation, or if you have questions about this podcast, you can call us at 626-810-5000 in West Covina, or 714-529-2626 in the city of Brea. For more information, you can also visit our website, drmarin.com, or write us to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.